Mahaprabhu was so pleased with that attitude and the mood that when the devotees wholeheartedly called the Lord to appear, the Lord actually appeared with all his associates. And that is respecting, honoring, and worshipping the devotees. How Narottamdas Thakur worshipped and honored each and every devotee that came for that festival. So this aspect, it's so important that before we begin to chant the holy name, that we respect and honor and worship the devotees. Try to follow that to whatever way we can. Try to respect and honor each devotees that we see and meet during the kirtan. Obviously, we respect devotees all the time, but we try to pay special attention during the Kirtan Mela festival. So while Sri Harikanta Prabhu will chant the Mangalacharan and sing Oya Vaishnava Thakura, each of us will beg the devotees for their mercy, beg the Lord for their mercy. So first, Bhaktivinoda Prabhu, Binay Prabhu and other devotees will honor the senior devotees, sannyasis and other proper disciples that are here by offering them chandan and garland. And then after that, Bhakti Chiru Maharaj, Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj, and Agnidev Prabhu, Bhakti Nityananda Maharaj, and all the senior devotees, they will be offering garlands to the assembled devotees, putting chandan on them. First, they will be honoring the Vaishnavas who just performed, gave the Mridanga presentation, and then after that, they will be honoring the assembled devotees. So while Sri Hari Prabhu chants Mangalacharan and Oya Vaishnava Thakura Sang, the sannyasis and senior devotees will be honored, and then in return, they will be honoring the other devotees. Hare Krishna.